One of the things that God loves to do is to make real in our experience what he's taught us. So you'll get a teaching like this, and then you will have an encounter with him and an experience as he shows you the reality of what this means. He will reveal his majesty, woo your heart, and cause you to bow in worship before him and acknowledge that he is your Lord and you are his love slave. You surrender everything. It is at this point we recognize that we gave him in a time of peace what he extracts in a time of war. And the pressure comes. Circumstances, people, things, worry. All this isn't difficult, though, unless we make it so, because when he comes and shows us himself, he breaks our heart with his tenderness and beauty, and we realize what we are like without him and know how much we need to be changed from the inside out. We come to see that we can joyously say with Paul, "In me dwells no good thing," and we say it without regret because our placement in him is all we need. It's called revelation. He loves revealing himself. He does it from Genesis to Revelation. It's progressive. He loves showing us more and more of his beauty and majesty in order that we may become like him. And what we behold, we will become. If we behold majesty, we will become like him. Our character will change. We soften and become moldable, teachable and pliable. All those lovely things. We find the joy of repentance. Repentance, having another thought, will become a way of life because the thought you had yesterday won't do for today. He just got bigger. You just got more like him. You've had an encounter. Beholding. Becoming. Brilliant. How are you doing?